Hi. Sorry, I wouldn't have come bounding down your stairs if I knew you were down here working. Oh, yeah, everything's fine. She actually fell asleep. I know. I can sympathize. It's not the most riveting class in the world, but we do need to finish going through these study packets. No, it's okay. It's okay. Trust me. She's at the top of our class. And while she could use the extra studying, and probably so can I, we'll more than pass. So, no need to be too hard on her. So, what are you working on? Oh, a big project for work. Interesting. Something exciting or just meh boring? I know how that is. I feel like all of the projects, school, work, whatever, before the holidays are always so tedious. Oh, yeah, no, I'm staying in town for the holidays. How about you guys? Normal stuff? Yeah. We have our Friendsgiving in a couple weeks, but besides that, I'm just planning on having some yummy food, having some good wine, and sprawling out in front of my TV. No, I'm just gonna let her sleep. We were due for a break anyway, so I thought I would come down and, get a snack or something. She'll wake back up tonight or tomorrow morning. It's not a big deal. Like I said, she's top of the class. You don't have anything fatherly to worry about. But I did have a small request. No, not snack request. So I see it every time I come over here to study. It's always just boom, right in my face. Your hot tub, duh. What did you think that I meant? No, silly. I really just. I'm obsessed with being in the water. The pool at my apartment complex isn't heated, so I can't go in once the temperature starts dropping. And it does have a jacuzzi tub, but it always has these weird guys from two buildings down in it, so I never get to go in. But every time I come over here to study with your daughter, I see your hot tub. It's just like this nice little shining beacon in your backyard. But I never see any of you guys use it. What's up with that? Oh, I see. It's one of those things that once you have it and you've used it a couple of times, it kind of loses the novelty. No. It makes total sense. I get it. I don't know. If I had a hot tub like that, I would be in it every single night. It seems like the best way to relax. So, my question was, can I use it? Yeah? Oh, you're the best. Oh, yeah, I can just wear my bra and panties and, nobody's around. You guys have the most secluded house in the neighborhood. Well, no, I guess that isn't it. I have one more question. Do you maybe want to stop working and come get in with me? Well, a bra and panties is just like a bathing suit. It probably covers more than some bathing suits you've seen on the beach. You never know. Well, I mean, you don't have to. You just look awfully lonely and bored down here. And you said before that you don't use it as much. Maybe it doesn't have as much novelty of something you've done a million times if there's somebody else in it with you. Come on, it'll be fun. And maybe if she wakes up, she can join us too. Come on, you may be her dad, but you deserve to relax. Yeah? Oh, Cool. It's a date then. I'll meet you out there in 5. Thank you so much again. I have had so much stress and I feel like this is just going to melt it all away. Come on in. The water's perfect. Oh, nice swim trunks. No, I mean serious. I really like that color. This is so relaxing. You have no idea how much I've needed this. Well, you know, it's kind of like a warm shower that you can just stay in and the water never turns cold. I am obsessed with getting in the shower in the morning. It just melts all of the stress away, but then it's gone. You're so lucky you have this hot tub. I'm telling you, if I had one, I would be using it every single day. What? Really? You would let me come over and use this? Stop. Well, I don't want to impose, but maybe when I come over to study with your daughter, I'll use it sometimes. I can't believe she doesn't use it. I'm telling you, if my dad had a hot tub in his backyard, I would be using it all the time. So, did you use it a lot when you first got it? Oh, right. Sorry. I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject. I didn't know your ex-wife wanted you to have it in the backyard. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't making you feel weird or anything. That would be the last thing that I wanted to do. Well, you look like you're under a lot of stress. I can only imagine. Your job seems like it takes a lot out of you. Plus, you have your daughter living at home, and yeah, she's going to college, but of course you still worry about her, like any good parent would. So, have you thought about getting back out there in the dating scene? I mean, it's been, what, at least a few years, right? Oh, so you have gone on a few dates. Come on, you should be able to snag a girl easy peasy with a hot tub like this. If I had a boyfriend and he told me he had one of these in his backyard, that would seal the whole entire deal for me. I'm joking. I promise I'm not that easy. But no, really, what do you do to relax? Work out, hiking, something, right? I mean, your job is so intense. You must need something to loosen the screws a bit. Oh. Yeah, I can see that. I like having alone time, too. Oh. Wait. Do you mean... It's okay. We're both adults. Yeah, no, I completely get it. Sometimes it's nice to come home after a really long day. Just cuddle up in your bed and, you know. Yeah, get off. Stop. I didn't want to say it out loud. We both know what you meant. You're so bad. Man, this water is so hot. There's a lot of bubbles in your hot tub, so do you mind if I... Sorry, I guess it's a bit weird to say. Do you mind if I take this top off? It's not an actual bathing suit top, and it's clinging to my skin in a really weird way, and yeah, it's just kind of rubbing me the wrong way. Do you mind if I take it off? Okay, thanks. Ah, oh, that's much better. You know, I don't think I've ever been topless in a hot tub before. It's definitely a new experience for me. Sorry, is this making you uncomfortable? If it is, you can tell me. I totally don't mind putting it back on. Or I can just get out and go see if she's up and we can study some more. Oh. Okay. You know, if you like looking, it's all right. I don't mind. I mean, I've known you forever. I've been friends with your daughter since, what, middle school? So, I'm really comfortable around you. I'm actually probably a little bit more comfortable than I should be with you. Oh, I don't mean anything. I'm just saying. I think you're kind of cute. It's okay. Seriously, you don't have to say anything back. I'm just telling you. Hmm? Oh, thanks. No, I've never caught you staring. So if you do, you're pretty sly about it. Why? Do you like the way that I look? Thanks. I try to take good care of myself. You know, I like the way you look, too. Mm-hmm. Out of all my friends' parents, you take the best care of yourself. If you don't mind me saying, you're aging really well. Mm-hmm. I guess it also helps that, well, I feel like we're close enough for me to admit this, right? Yeah. Well, you see, I don't really have any interest in boys in my college. They're all kind of obvious and boring. And every guy that I've dated, don't tell my parents, is at least in their late 30s or early 40s. Mm-hmm. So, I guess you could say that I have a thing for older men. Is that weird? I feel like it is. All of my friends' boyfriends are all around their age, and I don't know. I don't find any of them attractive. No, it's true. I would much rather be with a guy that looks like you. Mm-hmm. Oh. I think I caught you staring that time. It's okay. I guess the bubbles aren't doing a great job of covering up everything, are they? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the two of us, and no one has to know about it. If you want to get a closer look, you can. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I'm not going to tell on you. Plus, I told you to do it. So, it's not bad, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They look nice floating in the water, don't they? Mm-hmm. I really like my tits. I used to not like how big they were, but I've grown into them now and I really like them. Do you? Yeah. Do men like boobs that are about this size? I've often wondered if I should maybe, like, get them smaller or... Oh, you think they're perfect? Well, would you like to feel them just to, you know, make sure? Yeah, of course. I really want your honest opinion. Go ahead. You can touch them. Wow, they feel really good in your big, strong hands. I really like how even though my tits are pretty good sized, your hand still covers the whole thing. Yeah. It feels really good. I don't think I've ever had a man touch me like that. Not with so much intensity, you know? Oh, you clearly know what you're doing, don't you? Sorry, my leg just kind of brushed up against the middle of your crotch. Sorry, I couldn't see where the bottom part of you was because of all the bubbles in the water. Was that your leg or something else? Are you hard? Yeah. Is it because you're touching my tip? Oh, it's the whole situation, huh? No, I understand. It's okay. I'm not upset. Actually, I kind of like that you're so hard. Do you want me to touch it? I mean, it's only fair, right? You're touching my tits. Shouldn't I get to touch a part of you? Oh. No, I guess maybe I didn't make it clear before. I would really, really like to touch it. I've had a crush on you since, like, high school. Yeah. But now I'm all grown up, and it's okay if I touch it. That is, if you'll let me. Can I please? Can I please touch your cock while you fondle my tits, Daddy? Oh, that made you squeeze a little tighter. Do you like to be called Daddy? Yeah. Have you thought about me doing this with you before? Yeah. Oh. Wow. You are really hard. It feels really heavy in my hand. You know, I don't think I've ever touched a cock that was in water before. Oh, you're slipping your fingers in between my panties. No, I really want you to. I often wonder what it would feel like to have your thick fingers inside of me, Daddy. I was always so jealous when you would give attention to our other friends. But right now, I have all of Daddy's attention, don't I? So full from just fingers before. Do you like being knuckles deep in me while I stroke your cock? Yeah. That's really hot when you groan like that. Tell me something. If I were to want to stick your cock in my pussy, daddy? Yeah. You know, you'd be my first. No, I'm not a virgin, but you'd be my first older man. Do you want to be my daddy? Does it feel good? You like the way my pussy feels around your fingers? Yeah. Have you thought about finger fucking me before? Coming into your daughter's room when we're home from school and finger fucking me after we study for finals? I've thought about it too. Please. I'll be a good girl for you, daddy. But I really want to feel your cock. Spread me out and fill me. Only in my wildest dreams did I ever think anything like this would ever happen, but now that I can feel how hard you are for me and how good your fingers feel on my pussy, I have to have you. Tell me you want to be my daddy. A lot of noise, and I can be quiet if you want me to, daddy. If I'm being too loud, you can just stick your fingers in my mouth. Make me be quiet. Would you like that? Would you like to see me sucking on your fingers, daddy? Good. I'll just slide out of these. Don't worry. We'll get them out of the hot tub later. Before I bend over, though, stand up for me. Yeah. And get rid of your swimsuit bottoms. I really want it inside of me, but I want to see it and have it in my mouth first. Yeah. Wow. I've never seen a cock that nice before. Can I put it in my mouth, please? Yeah. Well, no, I've never really done it like this before. Like this. Well, really deep. You want me to get it nice and wet with my spit so you can slide into my tight little pussy easier. Are you ready to put it inside of me now? Yeah. You want to see me spread out around it? Okay. Let me just bend over the side. Yeah. Oh, you like seeing me spread decorously over the side of your hot tub, Daddy? I could be a permanent fixture if you let me. Yeah. Oh, you like looking at my pussy from behind? Framed between my thighs. Daddy. So good to have your mouth on me. Yeah, get my pussy nice and wet. Please. Please stop teasing me and let me have your cock. Oh, fuck me right here, right now. In your pretty hot tub in your nice backyard while your daughter's asleep upstairs. Please. Yeah. You fuck. I love feeling your cock head in my entrance. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Oh, please put it inside me. Yes, please, Daddy. Yeah, put your cock inside of me. Yeah. Show me what it feels like when a real man takes my pussy. Yeah. Oh, but. I feel so big inside me. Filling me and stretching me. Oh, fuck. Have you stroked your cock so many nights thinking about filling up my tight little pussy, Daddy? Yeah. Go ahead. Use me as your little fleshlight. Pound me until you come. Now you have so much frustration to work out. Oh, yes, Daddy, fuck me harder. Fuck. Yeah. Yes, I like it when you rub my clit. Will you fuck me hard? Yeah. Need to come all over your cock, Daddy. Yeah. You know what I really want? I want you to cream pie my pussy, Daddy. I want you to come deep inside of me. Oh, yeah. That's right. Don't pull out. Yeah, come deep inside me. All right there. Yeah. Meet me, come all over your cock, Daddy. Yeah, right there. Yes, Daddy. Yeah, don't stop fucking me. Inside of me. Yeah. I know no other girls will let you, but I will. Flood my insides with your hot sticky cum, please. Oh, that's right. Oh, please, please. Yeah. Huh. a first for me. I've never been fucked by a man your age. Never been fucked in a hot tub. And that's the first time I've ever let anyone come inside me. But it felt correct to let you do it, Daddy. What? Plan this? Of course not. I had no idea that she would fall asleep. But I really probably should get back inside. Can I tell you one more thing? I'm going to love feeling you drip out of me for the rest of the night. Oh, and you should know, we have another test next month, and I'll be back over. So, maybe you'll want to spend some time again with me.